Welcome to the Optimistic Life Podcast. This is your host, MJ, also known as Margie. And I'd like to start today with, in every episode, I love to start with just an attraction of good energy, you know, because I know that sometimes I won't be as optimistic as I end things in each episode. I also know that I have to be aware of the energy I want to portray in this podcast, you know, and I always wanted to be clear and peaceful and loving and kind to you, to myself, to yourself, and to the world, you know. And like we said, regardless of the topics we get into, but let's start with a few deep breaths, you know, and just balancing ourselves a little bit more. I need this. I truly need it right now, actually, as I record this, and most days, but. Hope those deep breaths felt good to you, and if you need a couple more, go ahead and do take a couple more. I usually just place my hands on my heart and I take a few deep breaths. And I allow myself to just connect with myself, you know, and really just tune into the space, especially when I need to, like, get a little bit of that nerves out, okay? But I thank you and I welcome you in the space. I hope that you're having a wonderful week. Today's episode is actually about just the beginning of all this, and I'll give you a little background story of me and also a little bit more on the middle story of me, and then jumping into where I am right now and again where hopefully the vision takes me. And I'm very excited about this because it's a project that I'm just putting my heart energy into. You know, it's out there, it's present now, it's made, it's out here for us to gain access to, but it's not, you know, I have detached myself to the feeling of what impact it'll have. I just know that it'll be what it'll be, if that makes sense. So thank you for tuning in, thank you for being in the space. I appreciate you all. Tell you a little bit background story about myself just as a kid, and not too much because I don't want it to be boring. I want to just excite you about what's coming next, okay? Which there's so much, but I still can't tell you all of that. Anyways, my name is Margie Jocelyn Calderon and I was born in Honduras. I to very young parents. I grew up in a village, I want to say in a tucked away village out of the side of a city called Choloma, and the little town close to a town called Monterrey in Honduras. And then there is a little bit sub city or sub little going to a village area where you can kind of go in. It's called La Danta, and La Danta, and it's just really a street with no neighbors. Okay, I grew up in a piece of land with my couple of cousins and my grandma and grandpa, and aunts coming in, you know, during the weekend and all that. So in this piece of land, and what's important here, my love for nature comes from, like, my childhood, and you will see how I love to embrace the connection of ourselves with nature, and how I love to always tell you and encourage you to go out there and feel nature, be and just breathe in nature, right? But as I grew up, I grew up with all kinds of goodies in the land, you know. I grew up with mangoes and lemons and, you know, coconut trees and many multiple mango trees. Actually, we had a couple kinds of mango trees and kinds of avocado trees too. I was so blessed with that. You know, we had papayas, we had soursop, we had tamarinds, we had cacao trees, you know, we had vines of passion fruits. We had, what didn't we have, you know? Many ways we had many things that we didn't have because we were humbly in this town, you know, are, and one day I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But fast forwarding it a little bit, you know, I grew up in that kind of environment. I always loved nature, I always loved playing outside, and I have great stories about just being back home with my grandparents and my mom and other family members in my life, right? You know, and I believe that it takes a lot of work for us to feel as connected as we should feel, you know, in this ever-changing world. It's hard to navigate this world, I think for the most part, and I didn't know this until I hear it from people. So that's why, like, my interest in people kind of came through, you know, through schooling, through learning, through people, through figuring out a little bit more about human actions and behaviors and how do we connect all of us ourselves to this beautiful space of universe. How tiny are we, but yet so big, right? So I'm thinking of myself as a very tiny little human being here, a little speck in this earth, yet I feel like obviously we're much more than the little tiny specks. We've created this world that is just so expansive and cute and wonderful and just so dark at the same time, and we should definitely work together on that, right? Fast forwarding it to now being 31 and empowered to actually work with this beautiful energy that I have, that I have been giving. And as a mother, as a sister, as a daughter, and as one with the universe, as I feel now, I am super thrilled about this journey. You know, I'm super thrilled about us. About us having a life with more openness, more mindful, more awareness, and more joy, more happiness, more connection, more forgiveness, and more good energy. Because it's all about the energy in this world, right? It's about the vibration that we give off into the world. And that is it, you know? So thank you. I hope that you're having a wonderful week. Namaste, my friends. Take care.